Welcome to this podcast featuring Al Jolson and Friends, sponsored by the website of the International Al Jolson Society. Al Jolson was the preeminent superstar of the 20th century with the first million-selling song, first million-selling album, and more number one hits than the Beatles. Sometimes it's better not to list the songs that Al Jolson and Oscar Levant are going to perform, and just let the music flow, buoyed up by the dialogue between these two stars. That's the case in this week's podcast from March 25th, 1948, with some segments showing up later on the Jolson and Levant LP. This is just a great segment to sit back and enjoy.
Oscar, that's very nice. You know, you play Rachmaninoff's variations on a theme of Paganini beautifully.
Al, you surprise me. How did you know that that was Rachmaninoff's variations on a theme of Paganini?
Well, to tell the truth, I've been a little embarrassed about not knowing the better music, so last night I was up most of the night studying up on it. Now I know everything that was written, whether it was by Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, Mendelssohn, or any one of those guys.
That's wonderful, Al. Then you should recognize this.
Oscar,
yeah?
Play it again, will you? No. I don't think I know that one.
That's the Spring Song by Mendelssohn.
Oh, something you wrote today, huh?
Al, Mendelssohn is dead.
Isn't it marvelous how those fellas can go on writing under those conditions? But you see, Oscar, when I think of a spring song, I think of something I can sing. You know about flowers, birds, bees, trees.
Trees? How does trees go?
I think that I shall never see a poem lovelier as a tree.
That's too high class a tree for me. There's something else, too.
Al, here's a Clyhas tree that grows right in your own backyard.
In the shade of the old apple tree, where the love in your eyes I could see, when the voice that I heard, like the song of the bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms, as you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you. In the shade of the old apple tree.
Wonderful, Al. Nobody sings those songs like you do.
Thank you, Oscar.
Of course, nobody wants to.
Now, Oscar, please, why do you rib me for singing old songs? The music you play was written over 200 years ago. And don't tell me I was there when it was written.
I wasn't going to say you were there when it was written. You were on tour at that time.
I opened my trap and fall in a trap.
Anyway, I just don't play old pieces. How about Cacciatorian Saber Dance?
Oscar, please.
Al, I just wanted to remind the people I have a record out.
Oh, that's right. By the way, how is that Saber Dance record selling?
The records aren't going very fast.
No?
But they're selling a lot of sabers.
I'm glad to hear it. It'll help my steel stock. But look, don't kid me about singing old tunes. The reason we do so many of them is because the people like to hear them. Now, just today, I got a request from my barber at the club, and he wants me to sing The Road to Mandalay. So give me a pompous arpeggio, please.
Oh,
the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play.
Al, Al.
Huh?
Don't strain yourself.
Who strained myself?
That's enough for a free shave. Al.
Yeah?
Here's a dollar. Get yourself a haircut.
Thanks, Oscar, but isn't this dollar awfully new?
Why?
It's got MacArthur's picture on it.
Well, there's an ambitious Republican in the Mint.
Oscar, changing the subject as clumsily as I can.
Thank you.
How is it you never play Liebestraum by Liszt?
How is it you never sing Shine on Harvest Moon by Liszt?
Well, look, you promised me never to play Liebestraum, and I'll sing Shine on Harvest Moon, okay?
That's one of the most attractive offers I've ever had.
Shine on a harvest moon, up in the sky. I had no loving since April, January, June, or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outside and spoon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my girl.
This entire radio program is available on the website of the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. That's JOLSON.ORG. Along with many other radio shows, Jolson recordings, video clips, and information about the world's greatest entertainer. Be sure to visit the site and listen for the next podcast. As Al Jolson said, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."